This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to hour number two of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny, who's on assignment. Denise Dirks to my right. Denise, how'd that first hour go for you?
It was almost as frustrating as watching the trial.
Yes, yeah. But Cal, how are you? Cal Hunter behind the glass.
I did not.
You did not what?
Whatever.
Yes, I'm innocent, Your Honor. I'll tell you one thing about the trial, just watching all of that. Now, I was a prosecutor in Northeast Tennessee for a little while and a prosecutor back out here in California. And just watching the mannerisms of both counsel for the prosecution and the defense and hearing the accent and everything, I mean, it took me back. Practicing law in the South is an experience unto itself. I mean, would you watch law practice in the movies and stuff like that. If you watch Matlock, I didn't realize how true to form it was till I was actually in the South doing it. And it's like, in my career, in California, it feels like it's more your file briefs, your motions, stuff that you write, your legal research and all that. And in the South, for me, it was more like, how good can you talk? It was just different.
Well, and just looking at the whole thing, Todd, I keep thinking powerful family and how well that can play and resonate with some people in the South. This is a guy. This is our guy. He's been our guy for 100 years. His grandpappy was our guy. His daddy was our guy. He was our guy. Does that kind of stuff come into play, or am I just really missing something?
No, I think it does a lot, especially in his case because of the prominence of the firm.
Yeah.
And they were basically the DA. I mean, it's super important to remember that. Because they had a lot of faith in that firm. And, you know, as a result of what's happened with Murdoch, his brothers have been kicked out of the firm. The name has been taken off the firm. I mean, basically, it's been usurped. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to point fingers at maybe different people in the firm.
Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me. But to your point, Cal, about the South, yeah, very much so. You know, these are... I've known Bubba all his life. You know, it's just the way that it is.
And the power, the level of power that we really can't comprehend there, I think, just from what they were able to wield. 100 years of putting people in jail, that's a lot of power.
It is. Now, with all of that said, I absolutely love, I mean, I wasn't there very long, but I loved living in the South.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I loved the state of Tennessee and made friends out there that, it was funny because I was married at the time we moved out there. My wife was concerned I was going to be able to integrate, you know, born and raised in California. She was from originally North Carolina. She was afraid I was going to be able to integrate. And I left Northeast Tennessee with lifelong friends that who I would still call my people. That thing is happening even across the country. And, you know, and I wasn't there that long. And,
but you got the Southern drawl down.
And sometimes, I'm not joking. Sometimes it drops when I'm in the middle of trial, because I'll start.
Hey, Yana.
So I'll tell you an experience. So here's a law related anecdote. So when I first got to Tennessee, everybody kept me at arm's length. I mean, I was a prosecutor and I had my witnesses on the stand, my cop witnesses doing a preliminary hearing on the stand, and I'm asking them questions, and they're giving me yes-no answers. I almost felt like I had to declare them a hostile witness. And it wasn't until I realized that, you know, that Southern drawl they got? Well, the more somebody wants to ingratiate themselves or wants something, the thicker that Southern drawl gets and stuff. But when they're really mad at you, there was no Southern drawl at all.
Really?
And it dawned on me, I don't have a Southern drawl, and intuitively, they must think that I'm mad all the time when I'm asking them questions like I just... So I remember that the next Tuesday, I was in General Sessions Court doing a preliminary hearing, and I started, so Officer Horn, could you please tell me how you're employed? And this was the guy that used to, like, keep me... Well, yes, I'm employed by the Kingsport Police Department. How many years' experience do you have? Well, I went to the academy back in, and I started using that drawl, and I was amazed at how the witnesses were then more friendly to me. It's because they perceived me as being just this uptight California yuckety-yuck and stuff. And
Well, they got that pretty much right on.
Well, yeah, but I mask it. I mask it so well.
Okay, but did they ask you about your California accent?
Isn't
that interesting?
Because I referred to somebody as a dude once. They go, oh, my gosh, he said it. He said dude. They said, do you surf, too? I said, well, I don't surf. You never catch me in the ocean. I don't drive a Volkswagen.
Dude.
But all the folks out there, it was great. But all right. So now Denise is looking at me kind of weird. See, it's already dropping.
Yes. If you want to call and chime in, you can call 1-855-LAW-RADIO. That's 1-855-529-7234.
And it's a Southern Accent Saturday. Just don't be irritating about it if you call in.
That's right.
Yeah. Southern Accent Saturday, or SASS for those listening. Welcome to SASS Talk. But, yeah, if you want to call in and just drop a take, but you don't want to be on the air, Cal will be happy to convey to us what you had to say.
Gladly.
So with that, hour two, I've been waiting for this Walmart-related... I had to prep it with talking about the South. Walmart-related case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Well, there was this Walmart employee, see, and slammed a customer online because the customer ordered too much stuff for a parking lot pickup. The employee, Edwina Lynch, said the lack of limits on in-store surrogate shopping was an abuse and the chain should stop it. The customer ordered 10 totes worth of stuff, and Edwina hurt herself slightly, a mildly twisted ankle, as she was transferring the merchandise to the customer's van. The inquiry was treated at the company's expense, the injury that has was treated at the company's expense, and she got a couple of days off until the swelling went down. But Edwina wanted to push it further, so she went to her state's labor department to say Walmart's practice was abusive. Walmart disagreed, saying they don't limit how much stuff a person can buy in the store, so why should they limit how much they can pick up? Edwina posted a TikTok video where she lambasted the company with pictures of the totes and everything, and even though she was not a union member, she went to a union attorney, a labor union attorney, to see if she could stop what she said was an unfair and abusive labor practice. She wanted to know if she had a case or no case. And Denise, I think you get to go first here, right? Am I right about that?
You're right.
Okay.
Well, Denise is right. Can I ask a clarifying question?
Yeah,
you said even though she was not a union member, but it was still a union shop.
Not a union shop. She went because, you know, all the unions are trying to get into Walmart, so she thought, well, I'll just call that union guy and talk to their lawyer, which is what she did.
Okay.
What do you think, Denise?
So is 10 totes too much?
How much totes could a wood tote have?
What's the top of the totage? Wait a minute.
I don't see that is abuse at any way. I don't see that as abuse. I don't see that as an employment abuse issue. I don't see how there could be a case. I don't see that this could really be a case. I mean, just because you go to a union attorney, that's not going to change the outcome to a union position, right?
No.
I mean, she's just looking for a way to get out of doing that much work. It'd be my guess. If I were an employer, that's what I would think. Just do your job. Everything will be fine. And that would be my response, but then I'm kind of...
Yeah, but she got injured carrying those, so perhaps she's not... Maybe they have to accommodate her and not make her carry so many. I mean, all that stuff is possible, but I don't see a lawsuit here. I just don't see it. But I'm also not going to tell you what I think.
I was waiting for that. I also don't see me answering before we go to the break.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a little thought over the break, and then I'll let you know what I think when we come back.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-559-6944. 800-559-6944. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-559-6944. 800-559-6944.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
218. I like the Amor Joseph Valley. Oh, come on.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So we are back in the middle of Case or No Case. And just to recap on the facts of this case that I knew completely from the beginning because there was no gap in my ability to hear Cal give the case or no case. And today's opposite day as well. Walmart employee essentially complaining because the curbside pickup for groceries, there's one patron – maybe it's a company or something like that, that always orders so, more food than she claims Walmart normally allows. And one day when she was, I guess, loading that car with that, she was injured, twisted her ankle. Is that right, Cal?
That's correct.
Twisted her ankle. Somehow she was using her feet to load the cart. And as a result, sustained an injury and complained. And the question is, did she go to a labor attorney, a union labor attorney, to complain and to start a lawsuit? Is that right?
That's basically the summary of my scenario. Okay. Denise Dirks, what say you?
Well, I don't think she has any damages, and I don't think that she can dictate the scope of the employment. She could ask for accommodation, and I think that's all. So I'm going to say that this is not a case.
Okay, Todd, what do you think?
All right. So I'm going to say that this is a case and that we don't know yet. But it's not a traditional case, because I do agree with Denise about the damage. It's not a normal case or something like that. This is a case that has led to an action, a filing with the National Labor Relations Board for unfair labor practices and the attempt to unionize. To the extent filing with the NLRB for these unfair labor practices to try to get a union in, and maybe claims that the twisted ankle or loading up the car was some sort of retaliation on the part of the employer in the wages, hours, working conditions, because this employee was part of the pro-union crowd, and that's why she went to a union lawyer, was because it had to do with the unionization. So to that extent, it is a case, but it's a case in the NLRB framework, and it has yet to be decided.
Case filed, she lost. She filed with the labor people, but that she lost that case. If they did not rule, they said you have a contract, an employment agreement, and that says Walmart can dictate the terms of your employment. Therefore, you know, unless they do something illegal, which having you work hard is not against the law that we know of. So she lost the case.
So you get 1 point.
So I get 1 point.
Yeah, each of you gets 1 point.
I don't. I said no case.
Oh, okay. Denise gets
see,
none.
See, that's how come I'm the scorekeeper.
I think that is the quickest that Cal has ever given. He doesn't do – notice that there was none of the – you know, I always love it when I get attorneys that think either side and this, that, and the other. Now, this was – I finished my answer. Case, yeah, case filed. She lost. Move it along.
Well,
move it along, South boy. You know.
Well, next hour, a famous actress who lost her shirt. That's next hour. What? On case or no case, I'm sure Todd will want to stay tuned, and Denise will be nonplussed and irritated by the scenario. That's next hour for case or no case.
For those of you in Radioland, Cal was not using air quotes when he said the word lost. Who lost her shirt? But all right. Denise, moving on from the from the Murdaugh case, good heavens, we could probably fill up an entire day's worth of show for that with Murdaugh. But what do we have next on our agenda? You're holding a sheet of paper.
Yeah, there. No, I wanted to talk about the woman who shot and killed her husband. I mean, I just thought.
Can you narrow that one down, please? Sorry.
And Donna, if you're listening, don't pay any attention. This doesn't happen in real life. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, this woman brought a gun into the hospital. And shot her husband, and then after shooting her husband, she turned the gun on the nurses and the doctors. Now, she didn't shoot them, but then the police come in, and she shot at the police, and it went up into the ceiling. So she didn't actually hurt another person, just shot her husband and killed him.
Now, was her husband suffering or something? Or I mean, why did she want to take this rather drastic act?
Well, she says that, you know, I don't really know why she wanted to kill her husband. It wasn't that he was ill. He was in the hospital, but he wasn't terminal.
Wait, is this the, we're talking about the Florida woman, right?
Yes.
Yes. Her husband was terminally ill.
Okay.
So terminally ill husband, she goes in and the belief here, based upon her statements, is that the husband wanted her to do this, but he could not carry it out, so she had to carry it out for him. And I think there may have been some indication the agreement was murder-suicide or something like that, but she reluctantly carried out his wishes.
So it was a reciprocal deal. If I get terminally ill, you take me out. If you get terminally ill, I'll take you out?
You know, it doesn't really go into that much.
Okay.
We just know that that she thought she was doing him a favor and did something that he himself would have done if he could.
Okay.
Yeah. She's a giver.
Yeah.
Understandable. I hate to say it, but I kind of...
She didn't hurt anybody else, although she did point guns at people, which can be criminal, depending on the state. And I think the part that's the funniest part of this was that during the trial, her psychiatrist testifies that she's not a threat to anybody. So that this is just a one-time incident and that she felt compelled to basically take her husband's life to save him from a bad quality of life, perhaps, and that she's not a threat to anybody else.
Yeah, and to clarify, that I think that was during the bond hearing because this just happened. So the question is she a threat to society? When the judge sets bond, they're making two determinations. One, bond is set to assure the appearance at future court proceedings, and two, others, but primarily the second is to protect society. So they said she's not a threat to anybody.
Unless they're terminally ill.
Well, or herself.
Yep.
That should be a part of it, analysis.
But the interesting thing is the charges were dropped from first-degree murder, for which she probably would not have gotten bond, down to second-degree murder, because they took into consideration the reasons that she gave for shooting and killing her husband. So we'll follow that to see what happens. But just interesting. I don't know. When Denise said your spouse shoots husband, I thought, good heavens. I thought we were not going to talk about personal things here anymore. What are you bringing up my past for, Denise? kidding to my ex-wife. That was
well, your husband, survived.
Stop. Okay, well, we'll be back after this.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's right.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. That's 800-254-1639.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health?
USA News Update. The effects of a huge winter storm is still being felt across the USA. It is bringing snow to parts of Southern California for the first time in years. The first blizzard warning ever issued by San Diego's Office of the National Weather Service is in effect through today. The mountains of Los Angeles and Ventura counties are under blizzard warnings for the first time in over 30 years. This comes after a flash flood warning expired this morning following relentless rains. Drivers tell KTLA they were stuck and had to abandon their vehicles in the rising waters.
We're just driving and the car stopped.
On the other side of the country, over a 500,000 homes and businesses in Michigan are still in the dark, and state officials are warning the power may not come back on until tomorrow. Turkey is dealing with yet another earthquake. A magnitude 5.5 quake struck today in central Turkey. The country has already seen a ton of damage and thousands of deaths from a recent earthquake. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I-N-F-O, info,
info,
at radiolawtalk.com.
We are back. Going into the break, we covered a story. There was something, it was the story about the Florida woman who had her first-degree murder charges reduced to second-degree murder, and at the bond hearing, she assisted suicide with, as alleged, killed her husband in the hospital. And the psychologist testified that she was not a threat
right.
to anyone moving forward.
To the public, yeah.
To the public, and it reminded me of something that is probably going to happen more than one time today. Reminded me of something that happened during the Murdaugh trial, which was when Alex Murdaugh was testifying about his son, Paul, that was killed. And he was saying nobody didn't like Paul. If you were around Paul, you were having a good time. That was his testimony. No, everybody had a good time when they were around Paul. And when I heard that testimony, my first thought was, except the people on the boat, I'm pretty certain that accident that he got in, those folks weren't having a very good time. And
certainly the one woman who perished didn't.
But the prosecution notably didn't pick up on that. But, what else do we have here, Denise? Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin. Now, this is kind of interesting because we have an update in the Alec Baldwin case that actually applies constitutional provisions. Denise, if I do something today, right, and let's say it's perfectly legal for me to do that today, but then by operation of law come, say, April 1st, well, let's say April 2nd, that way it's not April Fool's Day, April 2nd.
Or my birthday.
Oh, that's right. So it's not just April 2nd because that's my birthday. April 3rd, okay. So April 3rd comes around and a new law is enacted that immediately outlaws the thing that I did today here in February. Can I be charged with a crime? Because the new law now says it's illegal to do what I did today, and it's not illegal today, but it's illegal 2 months from now?
Can you be charged with a crime? Yes, you can be charged with a crime. Can you be convicted? Probably not.
Probably not. Why?
Because the U.S. Constitution says no person shall be convicted or something of ex post facto laws. And what that means is you can't take a law that's that becomes a law in the future and apply it retroactively back to an act prior to the date of the enactment of the law.
That is true. You can't. Now, sometimes, and this has been construed here, a law will be passed that does contain provisions that say, okay, this will apply retroactively, okay? And a lot of that has to do with whether or not something is criminally punished or not. Here's a tip for you, okay, relationship tip for you. So if you ever dating somebody for a while and you get asked this question, my kids go through this more, say somebody says, have you ever been in love before? Have you told somebody you love them? And if you say yes to that question and it's, before the person you're dating and now they're upset because you had previously said that you told somebody else that you love them before you even met this person. Maybe you can raise and say, hey, I have a constitutional right to not be punished because of that, because now you're trying to employ ex post facto feelings that I had before I even knew who you were.
But you see, sometimes some crimes are the reason those laws get made. So
It's just funny that Todd is comparing his love life to a criminal act.
Well, yes, there is.
What does it mean?
Well, let's get back to our ex post facto discussion, shall we?
Okay, I have no credibility on the previous act, but yes, it is in the Constitution that there's a ban on ex post facto laws by the federal government, but state governments can impose laws as long as the legislature says that it applies retroactively. If a law is imposed and there's no language in the law specifying that it applies retroactively, then it by default does not.
So then what happened in the Baldwin case?
Well, so when Alec Baldwin was charged.
Nice transition, Denise.
I had to get him off himself,
yeah.
No, you know.
That's a good one, yeah.
Just sounds so bad. So when Baldwin was charged, there was the potential for a 5-year use of a firearm enhancement that would have tacked on 5 years to whatever, if somebody was sentenced to prison, whatever they would ultimately serve. However, that enhancement was just dropped from the charging document against Baldwin because that enhancement was enacted by the legislature of New Mexico after the date of the incident of the shooting, and there was no provision for it to apply retroactively.
Right. And the prosecutors actually dropped it, or the DA dropped it against the other defendant, Gutierrez Reed, as well. So, I think that was the right result.
Now, the question I have is, okay, so they dropped it against the other defendant. Now, let's remember you've got Hall, right? So the three people that are charged in Russ are Gutierrez Reed, the armorer, right? You've got Hall, the assistant director, and you've got Alec Baldwin, who was holding the gun. And if you follow the movement of the gun, it follows those three defendants. Gutierrez Reed was the one that prepared the gun. Hall took the gun, gave it to Baldwin, who was holding the gun when it went off. Well, Hall has already entered a plea deal, right, for probation and all that. But my question here is, when he entered into that plea deal, was he facing the 5-year enhancement as well? And did the negotiations for that plea deal include his consideration that he would be avoiding that 5-year enhancement? Because now, if that 5-year enhancement should have never been entered into his plea deal, does he have grounds to maybe come back to the DA and say, look, you were kind of holding something over my head that didn't really apply? Of course, I think his attorney probably should have also taken a look at the code. Maybe it's not.
It was raised by their attorneys.
Well, I wonder if it was raised by Hall's attorney when he negotiated his plea deal prior to the filing of charges. Because now he's sitting and saying, well, wait a minute. I didn't get charged here because I agreed to cooperate with the prosecution in exchange for facing what maybe at the time could have been 7 years, but that was including the 5-year enhancement. If I had known my exposure was only 2 years or something like that, maybe I don't make that deal. So, I don't know. I'm not privy to those conversations, but it is an interesting question.
It is, because if let's say he that said that was really critical for me to make that plea, can he reverse his plea? Can he withdraw it?
He could, maybe. Maybe he might have grounds to do that. But, you know, the flip side to that is his plea deal, I think, was for
6 months or something.
And that was the 6 months probation.
Yes.
with no custody time.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe he's looking at that going, that was a pretty sweet deal. I don't want to undo that because now I'm looking at prison time if I lose.
So yeah.
It could be. Harvey, let's stick with criminal law. Harvey Weinstein. This should be a quick one, although it's a head-scratcher to me. So Harvey Weinstein was convicted in Los Angeles of 3 counts of, let's call them sex assault-related charges. Now, I looked up what they said the charges were, and each one of them carried, each one of what we call was a 368 felony. That means in the state of California, if you're convicted of a felony, every felony has a sentencing range that the judge can choose from. And in this case, the low term of the sentencing range was 3 years, the midterm was 6 years, and the upper term was 8 years for each count. But California has an interesting rule when it comes to running terms consecutively. So if you run counts consecutively for the most part, and that means one after the other, then you take the base term, let's say count one, and let's say the person got upper term 8 years. Well, then the other two, if they're going to run consecutive at one-third of the middle term, right? So if the middle term is 6 years for each count, what's one-third of six? Two. So to run that consecutively, you would think it would be 8 years for count one, then 2 years for count two, one-third the mid, and 2 years for count three. What does 8 plus 2 plus 2 equal? 12. I don't know how they got to 16. I really don't know how they got to 16 years on this case unless there was a charge or an enhancement that wasn't reported and we don't know about. But I'm looking at this thinking, upper term? I don't see how they even got upper term, quite honestly. But
maybe the judge was angry at him, or there was some other. Is that possible?
Well, they can't deviate from the sentence.
Yeah, they can. It's pretty much set in California.
Wow.
I mean, he
was convicted of a 2013 rape and sexual assault.
Yes, each one of those is a 368 felony, and he was convicted of 3 of them. I thought he would have gotten under today's guidelines 10 years, but. We'll talk more about that when we get back. Don't let us go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
Thank you, Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk right after we break away. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7366. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
How did that happen?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Denise, question for you. What do you think about the probability of children being raised in a prison environment?
Oh, it does happen. It's not that uncommon, actually. But I think it really does depend on the prison and whether or not they have a special ward for pregnant women or women that have small children. And to qualify, it will depend, again, on the prison and what state and all of that. But it's a hard qualifier.
Yeah.
You have to be able to, you know, not be any kind of a danger to people, and you can't have certain kinds of acts. Like, I don't think a murder person is going to be allowed.
Acts, A-C-T-S, as opposed to A-X-E.
Yes.
Or an axe murderer, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know.
Yes.
I draw a heart. Here at the prison system in Texas, we draw a firm line at hard line at bringing axes into the prison environment.
Exactly.
No matter how much firewood you think you want. But
right.
But we're bringing this up because of, I said Katie earlier, Elizabeth Holmes. So what's the deal with her?
Right. Well, you know, she was charged with fraudulent conduct against a whole bunch of investors, right? And after she was charged, she did become pregnant with her first child.
Mm-hmm.
And she went through trial basically being pregnant and then had the baby right before the trial. Well, as they were going through the trial, then she gets pregnant again. And she was even charged when she was still pregnant. And she was convicted of the crimes, and she also was sentenced to 11 years in prison. And we raise that because she just had her second child. And she doesn't get sent, or she doesn't have to report for prison duty, I guess, until April 27th. And a lot of people feel like the judge kind of gave her a little benefit to let her solidify and bond with her child and, you know, do the things you need to as a mother with the child. And so everybody's wondering if this is going to be continued out, if she's going to get more time with her child, or if the child's going to go into prison with her, that she can work out that. Certainly her first child's not going to be able to do that. But the second child literally was just born, so we actually don't know the answer.
Yeah, and because you've got this, and then they filed the appeal, and obviously she'd be wanting to stay out pending the appeal, which would give her more time to bond with her child. Now, I guess the skeptic would say, you know, she, when the charges were filed, she wasn't even pregnant. And then she gets pregnant, has a child, and then has another child. Is she just trying to, is she using childbirth, right, to game the system to, we talked about something similar about this, what was it, we had the divorce case that we talked about a couple of weeks ago where it was the breastfeeding issue, and
right.
About how that affected visitation and whether or not somebody would use that to manipulate visitation time and child support and things like that. And I suppose you could draw that analogy here.
Right, and that's almost unique to women, the the female gender too, that this could be some kind of a guise or some kind of a act to make it to put off the inevitable.
But here's the other argument that I'll make that makes it look like it's not necessarily manipulative. Holmes is 39 years old. Now, assuming that when this all started and she started having legal issues and stuff like that, just say she was 35, 36. Years old when that started, and you know, based upon the charges that she was looking at a lot of time, she was sentenced to 11 years prison. So if you're late 30s, female, and looking at 11 years prison, knowing that you'll get out before you're 50, and maybe you'd love to be a parent and have two kids.
That's your only opportunity.
That's really your only opportunity to have as many as you can before having children, before you go in, if you have any aspirations to be a mother at all, because by the time you get out, it's very difficult, much more difficult, not impossible, but much more difficult to have children at those ages. And when you get out, the kids are a little bit older, so you have more activities that you can engage in with them, as opposed to, you know, oh my gosh, I'm in my 50s and now it's...
Is the father taken into consideration in this at all, or is that a dumb question?
No, he's going to be raising the oldest child, because I don't see her being able to take the oldest child with her into prison. And the youngest child may go in for a period of months or maybe a year into prison if she qualifies to get that kind of exemption. But then the child will not be able to stay with her for the full term.
Of course not.
Of her term. So... I don't know. I have some, you know, I feel a little bit of sadness for the children involved more than her, even, because I feel like, you know, they're going to be deprived of their mother. They just are. They're going to see her weekly, maybe. That's all they're going to get. And that's sad. And I feel like that wasn't necessarily fair to the children. But
yeah,
they have a good dad. There's no question they have a good dad, and he's a good father, and he's young, and he can handle it, and he can take care of him, too.
Now, it's not, he was a co-conspirator in the pregnancy to begin with, but, you know.
Well, he was the driving force, was that my understanding?
Yes, he was.
What? Well, I'm sorry, wait a minute. Please explain.
we move from that to another somewhat related. So, Denise, you were talking about consider. I can't even keep a straight face. You were talking about considerations. One of those is how dangerous the person was, right?
Yes.
And in the case of Holmes, I mean, look, hers were financial crimes, white collar crimes. Not a whole lot of not dangerous there. Let's compare that to the inmate in Florida, or the person waiting trial in Florida and she's charged with killing an Uber driver. And she, too, is, at this point in time, she is got a child issue. She is currently pregnant. And her attorneys have made an interesting motion for the court. And the motion that they have made was, while she, the defendant, might be rightfully incarcerated pending trial, it is a placing the unborn fetus in an inherently dangerous environment. And as the host of that fetus has brought a motion that the fetus be released from custody. And, well, since the fetus does happen to be in my uterus, I have to go with it. And that's the argument they've made. I don't think the court's ruled on this, but it's a novel argument.
No, it's a very novel argument, and it depends on, well, they overturned Roe, so we don't really have a good guideline of when a fetus is viable for purposes of being a person under the U.S. Constitution, right? And so I think this is going to be an interesting one to watch. The sad part of this is the Uber driver that this woman is alleged to have murdered, she had three children of her own. And it's just kind of a sad all the way around. But this is a novel argument. And I do think it's going to come down to that issue of when is a fetus going to be deemed to be a viable person from which the state has to protect them.
I think that one thing that, I don't know if you can pull these statistics, but if the stat exists, one thing that might benefit the argument or be helpful to the argument is if there was shown a trend that pregnant females who are placed in an incarceration environment have a higher instance of miscarriage. If they could show a cause and effect as far as that's concerned, that would go a long way to showing that, hey, this is unduly harsh for the fetus because now you're being placed in an environment. Because her argument is, I was transported from to another in a van that didn't have air conditioning, and it was over 100 degrees inside the van, and that is not a healthy environment. And then you get into an environment where maybe
you have maybe more exposure to, you know, germs and more exposure to aggressive conduct and, you know, even assault or fatal conduct. You know, I misspoke about something. I had said that this woman had killed the Uber driver. It wasn't the Uber driver. She killed another passenger while the Uber driver watched. And the Uber driver pulled over and, you know, got out of the car very quickly, and the one person that was killed in that incident did not get out of the car.
Yikes.
So I had just misspoke on that. But still, I'm watching this one.
Yeah, this will be an interesting one to watch. And with that, hour number two is in the books. Don't go away. Third hour coming up. Got a lot more to talk about, including a bartender facing charges for what somebody did after they left the bar. Don't go away.
This is Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirksen, Todd Kunin. Fred Penny is on assignment right now. He'll be back next time, and we'll be back next hour, 6 minutes after, either on your local radio station or on RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. If you're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan, join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.